You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's all right, then. Another Halloween, everybody. Getting ready to gear up and get as much candy as possible, of course. And in the Sutton household, last night was the last minute costume scramble, at least for some of the people in the house. Now, when I was a kid, only child, it seemed like we went pretty much store-bought. Wouldn't be the best quality, but it would get the job done.
Okay.
I don't know if that was your case, Kitty.
No, we didn't have the money to do store-bought. Yeah, it's too expensive.
Get whatever you can do. Well, in the Sutton household, there's a divide. My younger son, Matthew, all for store-bought, which is what I'm all about. But Lindsay and Josh are into the homemade situation. They love...
Does your wife sew?
She tapes. I don't know. She figures out weird contraptions and ways to do it. And, you know, bless her heart, last year, she and Josh decided to go as Rubik's Cubes. And... Well, he was just going to go as a Rubik's Cube. And I just stood around and questioned it, made a great Rubik's Cube and a little slot opened up and he could reach his hand out. I went to bed. Everything's great. I found out that right before he went to sleep, he said it was no good. So then she scrambled at like 10 o'clock the night before and got a second cube done
because
for him.
Because it was too big for him.
It's too heavy or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, this year they decided to go simple with that he was going to be a human gumball machine. So I was pretty much out at that moment. And as of about 8:45 last night, it looked very questionable. They had some tubing. They had all these balls. They had gumballs. And then I kind of just went up and hid in bed. And then at around 10 p.m., I was told that it all worked out. So I will see it later today.
That's awesome.
But I don't know how she doesn't turn back. Or just go store-bought. She just, there's something in her DNA.
She must like Halloween. She's a Halloween person.
The challenge of it.
I mean, your Halloween costume buying, like pre-kid and when we'd have events here at the radio station, was go buy something from Target, leave the price tag on, and then return it.
Well, I mean, it's barely used.
Like Devil in a Blue Dress, I remember.
Someone, I'm sure, got that blue dress and had some good use for it. Or when I was gum under a shoe. So I bought a full... pink sweatsuit outfit. I wore it for an hour and then brought it back. Remember we used to dress up here too?
Uh-huh. That was stupid.
The one thing I did enjoy though, Dennis, the new guy here, I told him that we take Halloween very seriously. And if he doesn't come in a costume, we're not letting him in the door.
So we can't wait to see what he has.